Willow and the Beaver.
Every day, two humans play around, brushing my trunk. I used to think it was annoying, but now it's amusing. And I look forward to see them dance around my trunk. I was planted centuries ago when Daphne's grandmother died and was buried beneath my leaves. This story is true, and it is funny how two different creatures became very special friends.
Did that beaver just talk to me?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. Now please, let me out.
This is just a dream.
Please, my mum is ill. Let me out.
Fine, I will let you out.
Thank you. I must please those children on Christmas Day. Can we meet again, please?
Of course we can. How about tomorrow?
Yes, 3 p.m. sharp.
A bit like your teeth. Just don't gnaw that big willow tree, though.
Why?
Because it's special to a good friend of mine and me.
Okay then, bye.
Goodbye.
Hello, who is it?
Hi, it's Ollie. Is that Daphne?
Yes.
Meet me at the willow tree. It's important.
Look, the tree's tickling my face. It's almost as if it's alive. Anyway, what's wrong?
Wait till you hear this.
Hear what?
I made friends with a beaver and we can talk to each other.
You must be kidding.
No, I'm serious. We really talked. She understood me and I understood her. She was in a trap. I freed her.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Oh yeah, I understand. I talk to my tree all the time, but it never talks back.
Oh, right. Let's just keep it a secret for the moment. Someone's at the door, Mum!
Coming.
Hi, Mr. Nibbles, how are you? What are those in your hand?
Hello, I'm fine. These are leaflets about a beaver that's gone missing. Have you or Ollie seen one? They can cause damage to the community.
No, I haven't, and I don't think Oliver has seen it either. Have you, Ollie?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I'd better be off then. I've got a beaver to catch. Let me know if you see her.
Yes, we will. Have fun catching the beaver. Bye.
Have you seen Dan's dad in the newspaper?
Yeah, he came to my house, house-talking about his beaver.
Do you want to come to the skate park with us, Ollie?
Sorry, I'm busy. Why do you never join in with us anymore?
Yeah, you didn't come last time. And I lent you my new skateboard.
It's a secret. I can't tell you.
Boring.
You're not going with them?
Ollie, I can't stick up for you anymore if you don't tell me what's going on. Is it because of Daphne?
No, I can't tell you.
Hey, do you like my new t-shirt?
Yeah, great.
At least I'm not a geek like you. I don't get full marks in all my tests.
Don't be mean.
Talking of geeks, what about that boy Ollie?
Hey, Daphne, haven't you been hanging out with him lately?
Yeah, well, we've grown up together, living next door to each other, and he's nice. He's pretty cool. He can talk to wild animals too.
Well, maybe you can ask him to talk to the escaped beaver to make it come back.
Hey, Stella, have you managed to sell your house yet?
We don't want you to move away. We'll miss you loads.
We had some people run yesterday to view the house, but they were put off because the big willow tree makes it dark, so they're going to chop it down.
You can't do that, Stella. It's been part of my family for years.
Well, my house is more important.
Oh, Willow, I'm so upset because people want to cut you down. They want to cut you down because you're shadowing the Hart's house. But I don't want you to be cut down. You're so special to me.
Don't worry, I am here. Don't shed a tear. Your tears remind me of a lake. So don't be sad, for goodness sake. I've been here for 40 years. I have no fears. I don't want to be cut down, but please, don't have a frown.
I wish you could talk to me, and that I could understand you. Who has gnawed away the bottom of your trunk?
The Breather did it, and now I want to hit it. I wanted to start a new day, feeling beautiful in a wind's sway. I wish you could hear me, I wish you could see that the dreaded Breather did this. Help me, Daphne.
Hello, Ian. You heard about your missing beaver again? Oh, but you have my neighbours with you. The Harts. Hello, Robin. And Amanda. Oh, and Stella. Daphne. Stella's here.
We're here to complain about the large willow tree. It has become a hazard to the neighbourhood. The roots are unstable.
I can't sell my house to Ian because it's blocking out all the light. It's like living in a shadow.
Yes, I love the house. But I couldn't possibly have my boy Dan and me living in that dingy light.
Well, I'm afraid I can't help you. It's special to our family. It's been an important part of this family for years. Daphne's grandfather, my father, planted it when my mother died in order to remember her.
And I play under her weeping branches all the time. I love Willow.
Don't worry, Daphne, I won't allow it.
But it's not your land. It's common land. You have no rights to it.
I want to go home, Mum.
We'll go soon, Stella.
We have confirmation papers from the council that allows us to cut down that tree.
Do you now? I've already explained how important that tree is to us. I am on the verge of slamming this door in your face.
This isn't over.
I can't believe you and your mum are being this stubborn, Daphne. The only chance my family have to pay off our debts is to sell our house.
I can't believe you would want to destroy something so important to my family. I thought you were my friend.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry, Mum. It'll be okay.
Hey guys, are your parents going to hunt the beaver? Mine are. They've got rifles ready and everything.
My parents do it to help with Snibbles. Your dad, Dan?
Yeah!
Isn't it to do with the beavers wrecking trees and causing floods?
By making dams.
I'm not sure that's the kind of help my dad wanted. He wants the beaver alive. He wanted to keep breeding the population.
Oh. No.
He said that they actually help prevent floods by building dams.
Hi, how are you, good friend?
All right, I suppose.
What's the matter?
I don't want to be captured.
Ollie!
Ollie!
What?
Your beaver has been attacking my willow tree.
Sort of. Why did he do that?
That beaver should be captured. It's killing Willow. It's killing my tree.
My beaver is more important than a tree.
Well, whatever, loser.
Fine by me.
Have you got anything, Ian? Petrol for the chainsaw?
Yes. Are you sure you want to go ahead with this?
Just get on with it. I want to sell my house. Don't you still want to buy it?
Yes, Amanda. As soon as this is sorted.
Let's do it.
We need to get there.
Why are we here, Daphne? We should be having a lie-in.
We need to save the tree before it's cut down. Let's tie ourselves to the tree and refuse to move till they give in to us.
I'll go around the other side.
I'll come with you.
Where can I go? You can come near me. Here, take the end of the rope.
Scarlet, come round here. Tie a knot.
Okay, they're not getting me out of here.
What
What are all those children doing? Look, they've tied up to that blasted tree.
They look like friends of Stella's. Come on, children, we need to cut down the tree to sell our house.
Well, my den isn't there. It's not my problem.
Nor is Stella. Not my problem. Start the chainsaw.
Stop!
Ollie, what are you doing here?
Mr. Nibble, I can find your beaver on two conditions. You keep the tree and you look after the beaver well.
Another child getting in the way of us getting rid of this stupid tree.
Here comes Ollie's mother. She will sort him out.
Ollie, I've been looking for you everywhere.
Oliver, the only reason I breed beavers is to set them all free when the authorities allow it, because they will help prevent flooding.
What's all this nonsense about beavers stopping floods? Beavers cause floods.
If they make a dam further up the river, it stops water flooding houses lower down the valley.
Oh, I never thought of it like that.
But Ollie, how can you guarantee that you will find my beaver? Why would it come to you?
Because I can talk to it. Her name is Sawtooth and we meet regularly at 3 p.m. every day. We are close friends.
Oliver, what are you saying? I need to get you to a doctor.
So this is what all the secrecy has been about? You've been going off with the beaver, not just Daphne. Why didn't you tell me?
Because your dad's the zookeeper. I thought you'd tell him.
No way. Talking with beavers? That's kind of cool. Please, Dad. They know now that you'll look after the beaver and don't cut down the tree. But Ollie?
Okay, but only if he does get my beaver back.
In the end, the truth started to bend. When the gun was shot, did Sawtooth die or not? On that day, I had a close shave. But I survived, and now I'm feeling alive, thanks to Ollie and Daphne. Now the story's over, I'll let you decide, the beaver's lot. In the end, did the beaver die or not?
In this play, Oliver was played by Joel.
Jane, his mother, was played by Amelia.
Daphne was played by Ella May.
Sarah Pine, her mother, was played by Eleanor.
Ian Nibbles was played by Billy.
Dan, his son, was played by Jacob.
Robin Hart was played by Ewan.
Amanda Hart, his wife, was played by Ella.
Stella was played by Jessica.
Scarlett was played by Fu.
Sam was played by Izzy.
Penny was played by Caitlin.
Charlie was played by Beth.
Hugo was played by Joseph.
Sawtooth the Beaver was played by Katie.
And Willow the Willow Tree was played by Jafin.
The play was written by the cast and Molly Everett, pupils from North Lew, Haverley and Exbourne Primary Schools.